The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It turns out the man accused of abducting J.C. Lee Dugard 18 years ago, keeping her in a shack in his backyard, and eventually fathering two children with her, with the apparent cooperation of his wife, kept a blog. More after this. Philip Garrido, who along with his wife is being held for the 1991 kidnapping and confinement of J.C. Lee Dugard, had a hobby of passing out religious literature and kept a blog about his mission. Quote, "The Creator has given me the ability to speak in the tongue of angels in order to provide a wake-up call that will in time include the salvation of the entire world." I know what you're thinking, a raving lunatic, but that's not how Ralph Hernandez describes him.
Someone who appeared to be a little bit above the average intelligence.
Hernandez is a private detective in Antioch, California, who was hired by Garrido to verify affidavits filed by acquaintances who had used a machine Garrido had invented, a machine which allowed him, without speaking, to make other people hear voices inside their heads.
Without words spoken, there was some kind of like a telepathy type of communication that went on using this particular device.
The documents Hernandez witnessed say, "I, Philip Garrido, have clearly demonstrated the ability to control sound with my mind." And while Mr. Hernandez sat in the living room listening to this,
his wife did come into the room very briefly with a young lady, probably 15 to 20 years of age. They were introduced. They said, "Hi." I said, "Hi."
Anything you strange know? About the house itself? I mean, if anybody would walk into that house, would they have any inkling what might have gone on there?
No, I didn't have any reservations about the house. I didn't say to myself, like, "Hey, there's something strange." I didn't get that.
No, just an ordinary fellow who had invented a machine that let him insert voices telepathically into other people's heads. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, August 29th, 2009.